Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Daled. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We were discussing in the beginning of Sif Aleph that one can hire a goy to do malacha for him if he's paying him by the job. It's bekablonus. That is 100% fine because the goy is working on Shabbos to finish up his malacha. But the Jew he's not working for the Jew, he's working for himself. But the problem was Marisayan, so he said any land or anything that is related to the karka is usually known that it belongs to Yisrael, and therefore if that malacha is being done inside the city or inside the tchum, or even outside the Ramah said if the Yisrael lives there, that will all be involving cases of Marisayan. We'll pick up on page number 8, the third line, where the Mechaber says, but if the malacha was outside the tchum, and we pointed out in the last year in the Mishabura that the Yisrael who is having the work done does not live there, only his other house is there, or whatever is there, his structure is there, so or his field is there, but he does not live there. So his malacha is outside the tchum, and there's no other city that has its tchum over there, then it's mutter, because then there is no problem of Maris Ayin. The Eino Yehudi Shechnis Tzon Shel Yisrael L'dayer Sadeu. And a goy that brings in the animals of Yisrael to fertilize the Yisrael's field, Ayin L'kamon Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Yudalin. So we'll begin the Mishabura in Sikotun Yudbeis V'gam in your Acheres. You don't live there, and there's no other city that has its tchum over there. V'hu adin kishedor sham eize Yehudi besoch hatchum sham malacha gam kein aser. Really, if any other Yisrael lives there within the tchum, it's also going to be aser. V'yetzave lohainu Yehudi kodem Shabbos shelo yaseh b'Shabbos. So even if you don't live there, it's outside the tchum, and it's not within the tchum of the city, but there's one Yisrael that lives there, you already have problems of Marisai, and the Shaar Tzion points out in Oz Tes, the bevadai logora mechashash. It's no worse if a Yisrael lives there than if you would live there and you would have guests. If you're worried about the Marisayan of a guest, you have to be worried if there's one Yid that lives there as well. So you would have to tell him before Shabbos not to work on Shabbos, not because the Malacha is actually Usr, but again, just because Marisayan, the one who lives there, is going to think you hired him as a day laborer for Shabbos. Sivkatun Yud Gimel. But again, if no Yisrael lives there, you don't live there, it's outside the tchum of any city of Yisraelim, it is mutter. The su lekum mishum maris ayin, then there is no problem of maris ayin. The eno yehudi ki katarach bidide katarach, and once again, since he's being hired for the job, the guy who's working on Shabbos is working for himself. Vihine mitoch mashin nizbar v'zeh asif muchach. From what we're saying over here in this sif, it is clear, da osur liskor eno yehudi bekablonus, it would be forbidden to hire a guy to pay him by the job, bekablonus, lefanos zivlo mechotzer, to clear out any kind of dirt and junk and excrement that you have in your chotzer. V'hu osa bo b'Shabbos, and the guy is doing it on Shabbos. Du misakein a chotzer b'zeh, he's fixing up the chotzer by doing this. V'hu b'chlal melechas mechuber, that's included in melechas mechuber. Again, the concern is, as he's clearing it out, he's being mash v'gumos, he's filling in holes, and therefore that is considered binyan, so he's actually doing melech with you if you're going hire him, even bekablonus, that would be Marisayan, even hire him bekablonus, to clear out the zevel from your chotzer, is considered mechul karka, and it would be a problem of Marisayan. V'yesh mekomo shenohogim heter l'socher likach hazevel merechov. But there are places where there are no egheter to hire the guy to get rid of the zevel from the street. So this is the tzibur that's hiring him to take care of the streets of the city, even though he's going to be doing it on Shabbos. The cause of Amogin Avram, the taimam, the reason why, even though an individual cannot do this, because of Marisayan, but for the streets of the city you can do this, the bishol rabim leka chashoda. Because we assume people are not going to suspect when it's a rabim, therefore we're not so worried about Marisayan when it comes to rabim. One yochid is doing something, then we're worried about people going to say about that yochid. But people are not going to be choshed if it's a whole city that hired the guy to do it in the right way, so we're not worried about Marisayan for the rabim. Aval b'schir yom pshita da'aser. But for the people of a city to hire him as a Sklir Yom to work on Shabbos, that is Pashut, that it would be forbidden. We're only being lenient, Lagabe the Tzibur, when it comes to Maris Ayin, not when it comes to the actual Isser. So if it's done by Kablonis, there's no Isser, he's just doing it in a way that it's Maris Ayin because everyone knows it's a Jewish area, and he's doing Moloch on the streets, so then we could be lenient. However, the Achronim is Sigu Al Tamo. The Achronim take issue with this reason. V'daitam, in their opinion, is the Einaf Gamina Bezeh Ina Bein Rabim LeYochid. Others say no, you can't be Machal between a Yochid and a Rabbin. If you look at number 10, Ubebir Divi Achronim Eul, in explaining the Shita of these Achronim, the Eli Rabbah writes Shadi Rabbah Beisid the Rabbanon Choshishim Lechshad Gam Bishal Rabbin. When the whole Isser is an Isser the Rabbanon Amir the Akum, so then the Chshash is even of the Rabbin. Mishum shekal beinayim lavor al iser derabbanan, because people sometimes take the rabbanan as more lenient. V'dafka beiser daraisim v'vur beramah. There's ramah in your day l'gabi avodah zara, but it's dafka by an avodah zara, which is an iser daraisa. There ain't choshen l'chshad b'shal rabbin. So when it comes to a serious chshad of a daraisa, so then we're not worried about a rabbin. But if it's a chshash of only the rabbanan, then we are worried about the rabbanan, and therefore some people say not yum b'chali. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, v'gamu ba'atzmo kosav l'basof, and he the Magen Avraham also writes at the end, d'v'mokum she'ein nohagin heta b'rochov ein lohokil. If in your place the minig is not to be lenient by the street, you should not be lenient. Ayin shem tamu. D'yesh chilul Hashem badover, it includes a chilul Hashem ukil kameh, like we will see in a moment. So besides the regular Maris Ayin, it might involve a problem of Chil Hashem. And what is that Chil Hashem? Even if you want to say like the first opinion that when it comes to the Rabbim, there is no Chshad, so we're not worried about Maris Ayin. Mikomokom hiskim ha-Mogen Avram. However, still, Mogen Avram agrees. She'ein lahatir livnos be'sakneses b'shabbos be'kablonis. You are not allowed to have a shul being built on Shabbos be'kablonis. After all, they're being paid by the job, so there's no real Isser. It's only Maris Ayin, and you're saying by the Rabbim there's no Maris Ayin, so what's the problem? Let the guy build the shul on Shabbos. Still there's a problem. Why? Ki bizmanenu she'ein ha'umo sh'cheinenu menichim l'shum odom lasos melacha b'farhesu b'yom chagom iku chilul Hashem. In our times, that the goyim themselves, our neighbors, the goyim, do not allow people to do melacha publicly on their holidays. So there's a chilul Hashem im naniach anachnu lasas biyom Shabbos yom tov. The goyim, they take off on their holidays, and no one dares do any melacha for them on their holidays. So it's a chilul Hashem that for us on our holidays, we're allowing the goyim to do work for us. And therefore, even though meikra din is no problem, mitzad maris ayin is no problem, bazakta magen avram and others, there is another problem of chilul Hashem. Stam having goyim do work for you on a shul on a Shabbos or on a Yotah, Sam is a Chil Hashem. Umikomakom kosu kama achronim. Still, some achronim, right? Dim yesh chashash chas v'sholom sheyizbatel abinyan beisakneses lagamri. If by not having the goyim work on Shabbos or Yotah for some reason, that would possibly be a chashash that the building of the shul would totally stop, mutter laniach le'eno yehudi lefnosu kushuba kablonus. Then you could be lenient to allow the goyim to build the shul on Shabbos if it's deemed being done with kablonus. So mikra din is mutter. Again, the chil Hashem we don't have to worry about. And this idea, the Maris Ayin, we don't have to worry about it according to the Shita that says, for the Rabbim, there's no Maris Ayin. The only chash is the chil Hashem, but we'd rather have the shul built, and we will put aside the chil Hashem to make sure the shul gets built. As long as it is well advertised that the shul that's being built on Shabbos is being done by kablonos, that concludes Sif Aleph and Mirtz Hashem. The next shul will go weiter with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.